Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. Before we begin, I have something I need to do here, which is there. All right, I'm good. No, I'm fine.
He put a mask on.
Yes.
What did I do?
He's trying to hide his identity.
Well, you just came back from where?
Indiana.
Indiana, yes. Well, I got a text message from a friend of mine at CDC the other day that the first case of MERS virus was just discovered in Indiana. I can't tell you what city it is.
I didn't have any bad pootie.
That doesn't...
I'm telling you right now.
That's not okay. How you get MERS.
Oh, okay.
Well, you could, yeah. You okay. could get MERS
How
that
you
way.
Get it?
It's akin to SARS. So it's a coronavirus. So you get it by... We're not sure, actually, right now at this point, how the transmission is. But it's the first case. It is from the Middle East. Another gift from the Middle East.
We have a good friend, Vic Pilato's on the air with us today. Say
hey,
hi, Vic.
Greetings, everybody.
Strong Second Amendment advocate, comes down to Trenton and everything. We'll be getting into that. He has a story to share also.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say, I returned from Indiana at the NRA convention. 72,267 people rolled into the city. Crime went down.
Yes.
The safety went down of people. The perception of being safe went up. They felt a lot safer. I talked to cab drivers who joined the NRA because we were there that weekend because they couldn't believe how respectful we were. The girl in the Starbucks I went to every day for my half tea, goat breast, soy milk, lemonade, latte, trente, small, grande, whatever. I can't. If someone has a thing like that, how to figure out a Starbucks menu.
Where you have
you know,
to
I walk up, can I get a large coffee? The girl's like, do you want tall, grande, or trente? I want a large coffee.
I want a large coffee.
Can I have a large coffee? Is there a Dunkin' Donuts around here somewhere? You know, like seriously. And then when you go to order a cold drink, like I like the half black tea lemonade or something. It's different sizes.
Of course.
Listen,
it's got to be.
I don't go any place where I
need. There has to be a reason they're charging you $24.95.
They should sell a Starbucks Decipher ring.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least, yeah, some
girl
sort of
in Starbucks
wristband
said to me, "Boy, we're really going to miss you, NRA guys and girls, because you've been so respectful and such good tippers that you've been here." She says, "I work my other job at night, and all the moms and grandmas says they're not coming to downtown Indy because all of us gun-toting people are there."
Whoa.
Okay, that's the perception.
Interesting, because they're the most law-abiding group of any group that that convention
Correct.
Can have.
And probably the safest place in the United States besides this room.
For 5 days, it was the safest place.
Yeah,
correct.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you got
room.
Interviewed by the local television news.
Channel 8.
Ask me if I'm surprised at that.
Sitting outside.
What was 72,000 people, and they pick you?
Well, I'm going to tell you why they picked me.
Why?
Bloomberg's.
I need to know that.
Bloomberg's Mommies Against Guns.
Yeah.
25 of them were picketing outside.
And you walked
so
right
I
through?
Was strolling back and forth because I was sharing my cigar with them.
In your
okay? I was sharing my cigar.
That's very good.
And I had a Gun for Hire shirt on, and this guy from
imagine.
Channel 8 grabbed me and says, are you carrying a gun? I said, yes, I am. Where are you from? I said, New Jersey. He goes, so why are you carrying a gun? I said, well, because I'm legally allowed to carry a gun here. He says, so you're going to carry a gun the whole week you're here? I said, yeah, anywhere it's legal, unless it's posted that I can't carry, then of course I'm going to abide by the law. I'm a law-abiding mm-hmm. citizen. He says, and don't you think that makes people nervous and stuff? He didn't use that in the article, but anyway, I just had to school
when
him
you
a
walk
little
into
bit.
A police station, are you very nervous?
No, I'm not, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
So, interesting. So, it went really well, but I want to take 1 minute and tell everybody listening, I'm not running for NRA board seat this year because I have some big stuff I'm going to be unveiling with the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, and I need to focus all of my energy on that. But I am going to run in another year. So 2 years from now, remember Calandra for NRA. But I want to give you guys some stats, all right? 1.8 million people in the NRA are eligible to vote, and only 14% voted.
How's that? Well,
126,000 voting members out of 1.8 million voted.
Wow.
Now, for the good news, 50%, almost 50% of the popular vote was cast for Anthony Colandro.
Fantastic.
I received 59,000 votes and change for a write-in candidate. Okay?
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. Well, not well, nominated by the nominating committee.
Let's tell the truth. A write-in candidate who was buried at every opportunity they could get to bury it. You're not going to say anything, but I'm going to say it. You know, it really, you know, it's an interesting thing. I think you're way too humble to deal with the bullshit that was tossed your way. But it really ticks me off as your friend that this was... It was a joke. It was a dog and pony show. They did everything they possibly could, from moving your name on every conceivable ballot to a different number, so you couldn't even tell people vote punch number 21, because on certain ballots it was one number, on another ballot it was other. People didn't get their ballot.
They do that. The worst part of voter suppression was, because I'm not nominated by a nominating committee, my name is not listed on the preceding page.
Right.
Okay. And that's what makes it tough, because people can't find my name on the ballot. But I was also treated differently this year by many NRA brass and board members. I was told by insiders that they were relieved
that you didn't,
and shocked that I didn't win.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Now here's
well,
the,
you didn't lose by much.
No, but 12,000 votes.
Yeah.
Here's the initiative, guys and girls. For the next 2 years, I need your support. Become a life member when they run that $350 or $500 special.
Yeah, right.
Because we can do this. Because if only 126,000 out of 1.8 million voted, we can do this.
Yes,
we can. And we can get the younger people in and the younger vote, and we can wake people up from the battleground states.
And so, take the NRA back to where it's supposed to be.
Correct. So I need you to keep my name alive and keep it alive and spread it out there. Buy your wife that life membership when they offer that $350 or $500 one.
Yeah, I spent over $1,000. Okay. Online.
Yeah, they run specials, though. Like Vic, at the NRA convention, the special was $500. Mm-hmm. Whenever there's an attack going on, like during the Connecticut tragedies, they were offering $350 specials. You had to be referred by another life member. So we can do it. I will tell you, the NRA put on a great annual meeting. You know, there's over 400 vendors and people on display. It was a great venue. Indiana was actually beautiful, Sandy, the whole downtown. Almost every shopkeeper had signs in. You know, Indiana Department of Tourism welcomes the NRA annual meeting. And those were only stores that I would walk in. If they didn't have a sign, I would say to people, like, I walked past the restaurant and they were like, yeah, come on in, you know, have a drink. I'm like, how come you don't have that sign? Oh, I don't know. My boss didn't put it up. I'm like, okay, well, tell your boss I didn't come in because he didn't put the sign up. You know, I always have to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we have to make ourselves known, right?
Yes.
As business people, we make a decision one way or the other. And if they don't want to, if you market as to not offend, you're going out of business.
Correct. Correct. You know, I was on the Pro Arms podcast is up now. PROARMS, Pro Arms podcast number 88. If you listen to it, Masad Ayoub interviews me when he came here and did his Mag 20 classes. Ah. It's a really, really good one. And if you guys ever heard of the radio show Lock and Load with William Frady or Bill Frady, look up Lock and Load radio show. I was on Tuesday for an hour, and I'm going to be on this Tuesday for an hour again. And while Bill and I were on the show is 3 hours long and it's live. While we were on the show, I was getting inundated with emails from people from South Carolina, Georgia, and stuff that have seen my Will Not Comply video. For a lot of you that don't know, this Monday, Cinco de Mayo, the 5th, the New Jersey Senate is going to vote on S-993.
Will they have sombreros on when they vote?
And S-993 is going to take our magazines from 15 rounds to 10 rounds.
Yeah.
And what the deal is with that is it's going to pass because there's 5 senators on the Law and Public Safety Committee, and 2 are Republicans and 3 are Dems. But one of the Republicans won't be there, so it's going to be a 3-to-1 pile on the rabbit.
So you know that the 2 that are on there were outweighed to begin with.
Whether both Republicans were there or only one. And the one Republican who's going to be missing, per Scott Bach, he's unwavering in his Second Amendment support. So he would have voted against it, but we still would have lost.
And the other one is who?
I don't know his name offhand, but you know, this all banks on now. After this pressure, it banks on getting Christie to make sure he vetoes it. I'm going down to Trenton Sunday night. I encourage anybody that wants to show up on Monday. It's at 10:30 in the morning at the Senate Annex.
Where is the Senate annex on State Street?
On State Street in Trenton, yes. ANJRPC sent an alert out. Go on anjrpc.org, and all the information is right there also. I'm going down. I have a speech that I'm going to give. Hopefully, I won't get arrested. Anybody that does show up is going to get a free $3 I Will Not Comply sticker. I'm going to hand it to everyone in the audience, because when I end my speech and stand up and say I will not comply, I'm going to be asking who's with me, and I'm going to be holding up a sticker. Yes, Vic.
No, I
just
wanna,
bust in, Vic.
No, I just want to mention to people that it's really easy to get down there. I mean, I've gone there down there a couple of times.
Not hard at all, Mom.
And
parking's a pain in the ass.
No, actually, if you get there early enough, you got the parking garage.
Yeah, if you get there ahead of the state worker.
And, you know, they're real friendly. They're just telling me there to, you know, for a Senate hearing, and they'll just say, go down and park in this thing. And I tell you, it's,
well,
I find
you
it
know,
very easy to get down.
Right
there. So don't be afraid to go down. Just
we've
go.
Talked about this, right, Vic? This is the thing where if this passes, this is the beginning.
Right, correct. Right.
It's the beginning. This is not where
well,
they're going to end.
Senator Cryan already has a bill drafted for five round magazines.
Yeah. Where the hell are you going to get a five-round magazine? I'm wondering.
So it's coming, but I'm going down, and I'm going to give another forceful speech like I did in front of the assembly, because I want them to hear my insults firsthand, and I want them to, when they go to bed at night, realize that there are people out there that are looking at them with a jaundiced look, because that's what they do to us.
Right, exactly right.
And so that's
well, you
my
know,
job.
Our brethren in New York and Connecticut are all making a statement, too. And,
correct.
And I think that is a...
And I'm going to reference that in my speech. You know, Connecticut, while you're talking about that right now, Connecticut is having a problem. They're scrambling to come up with an amnesty plan
yeah, right.
after realizing that citizens are refusing to register their assault weapons and high-capacity magazine clips. They estimate 350,000 patriots said
yep.
F you.
Right.
Albany on April 15th, a ton of patriots went and burnt their registration forms in front of the state house. Okay,
right.
So we see this everywhere where people are tired of being pushing around. And my speech is going to be like that. It's going to be taped if you can't make it. But if you can't make it to Trenton, you should go on anjrpc.org. You should send emails, letters, faxes, phone calls to the Republicans and Democrats and let them understand, hey, Phil, be respectful, as Scott Bach would say. Don't
yes.
do it like
yeah.
Anthony,
yeah.
okay? Be respectful when you send it out there. And I think it, every bit of it helps. Now, it's funny because... you know, we're screwed in New Jersey in a couple of years if we lose Christie and we get a Fulop or a Sweeney in as a governor. So I think we have to make our voices heard now,
right.
and we have to show them what we can do. And I understand we're fighting the Democratic squalor, the inner city squalor that the Dems own all the inner cities, and that's where they get all they garner all their votes from. And it's going to be a tough fight ahead for us. I'm not ready to move and bail out of this state. I really can't, you know.
It's very difficult for me, but I've been making plans now for a while. And I have no place to go yet. I mean, Georgia looks great because, number one, I'm very familiar with Georgia. But they're doing some very interesting things in Georgia.
The governor passed a law in Georgia.
Yeah,
you can carry pretty much everywhere.
Yes.
Except,
statewide, right?
Except federal buildings, obviously.
Or posted.
Or where it's posted. And it's exempt where? Schools and a couple of government buildings?
Well, yeah.
Private schools are not exempt.
Private schools are not exempt.
Yes,
no.
Only public.
Yeah.
So he passed this law, and of course people are freaking out. Jersey's freaking out. New York's freaking out.
Did you see who was backing it, too? One of the politicos who was backing it is Jimmy Carter's grandson.
Of course, of course.
Amazing.
It's amazing. Well, Carter's from Georgia.
Yes.
You know, even
amazing.
Though he was a Democrat, he
yeah.
never had to address the gun issue because he couldn't even be he couldn't even effectively be a president. so he never got to do that.
He did a much better job than the one
yeah.
we've got right now.
He tried to micromanage everything, and
yeah.
as the president.
And this guy is the complete opposite. It's like, Benghazi, I'm going to bed.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah.
Where's Wheezy now?
It's just unbelievable how bad it is.
So here's the other thing that's been making me lose a ton of sleep. Drake.
Well, what's happening?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing.
Monday will be the third week where we're waiting to find out if the Supremes grant cert. Now, I happened to have dinner with the Knappens and Gilbert from the Knappen Law Firm out in Indiana. I also had dinner with Scott Bach. I had dinner with Dan Schmutter. The only people missing were Jensen and Gura.
Yeah.
I had a lengthy conversation with Dave Workman from the Seattle Gun Rights Examiner. And I also had a lengthy conversation with Alan Gottlieb. I want to talk about SAF coming to New Jersey, by the way.
Oh.
I had a talk with Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. And let me tell you, They're all telling me it's a good thing that the Supreme Court hasn't granted cert yet, because Heller in 2008 was 3 full weeks before the Supreme Court decided to grant cert.
Really?
So there's a reason for this. Either they're looking at so many cases and it's on the bottom of the list, or they keep going back and looking at it and deciding on what merits and what validity should they should grant cert for it. Okay. Now, we all know Scott Bach has been behind the Drake thing for about 5 to 8 years now.
Yeah, right.
He is freaking out. I'm surprised he doesn't have shingles and hives. I mean, and now he has the 10-round magazine thing to handle on Monday, but nobody has been behind getting a case to the U.S. Supreme Court more than Bach. When we come back, man, I want to talk about Bach and Drake and then SAF and then Napping and a couple other things. Vic, thanks for being on. I want to talk to you when you come back too also.
Okay.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. In Montville, New Jersey, stop by and see Ron Sousa. It's between 3 counties and 3 major highways. Fractional office space for as little as $59 a month, as well as billing, et cetera, et cetera. We are now leasing 1,600 square feet from Ron Sousa in Montville Executive Suites. We move our expansion division in there on May 15th. To be
very
honest.
Nice.
So you can stop by and see us too. I'll be stopping in on the way in every day. No, Ron won't let us put a range up. I'm working on it. I'll just be hitting people with paper clips, with rubber bands.
Laser tag or some shit like that.
We'll be up there with Ron and Luda. Facebook pages.
Are you going to be located out of there?
No. This is my love up here, right here at the range. Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Montville Office is the website. Please support those who support us. So here's the deal. So I have exposure to Scott Bach, the Knappens, Gilbert, everybody from the Knappen firm, Dan Schmutter. He wrote the amicus brief for Heller, for the Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. So he knows, you know. These guys are all freaking out too, but in typical lawyers, they don't give you a straight answer.
Yeah,
so finally, Knappen says to Schmutter, yes or no with Drake. You know, he's like, well, yes or no with Drake to all the lawyers around there. And the majority believe that they're going to grant cert. But we're all freaking out right now, you know. But now we just got some more rebuttals and everything with Peruta. The Supremes could be looking at Peruta, too, and going, you know what, that one looks stronger, and we'll drop Drake and we'll take Peruta next year.
What does it matter, right?
We hope not. Well, we hope not, because we need Christie to be governor when we're granted to carry, because our elected officials are going to, you know, have to write the right to carry law, and Christie's going to have to sign it.
Yeah.
Or veto it or massage it. So we really still need Christie, and we need him under that pressure. So the perfect storm, this portal has opened, and we have to jump in it or we're going to miss it.
Yeah.
So So anyway, I talked to Alan Gottlieb, and the Gun Rights Policy Conference is September in Chicago. And I said, Alan, when are you going to come to New Jersey? We're a battleground state. He goes, I would love to come to New Jersey. Find me a place where people can fly in and stay right at the airport. See, we're staying at a hotel, the Regency Hotel or whatever it is. Yeah, Regency
right
Hotel.
Right at the airport.
The Hyatt Regency, yeah. Right at the airport. He goes, what do you want us to do? There's no venue like that in Newark, right at the airport. There's those hotels like in Elizabeth and stuff like that.
Right.
What is there?
Well, no, right on the north side, you got there's like a embassy
suite.
There's
something there.
Will it hold 2,000 people and have a conference room and enough rooms for everybody?
No, he says they
thought about maybe doing like a Trenton area so they could draw people from Philly.
Yeah.
There's really no. This is what's busting his chops. See, every GRPC I've ever gone to, like when it was in Orlando, we fly right into Orlando Airport and you stay right in, because you know you're there for 3 days.
And
so
there.
Yeah, so people are not. No, we do it right in a hotel. Okay. It was right in a hotel.
Yeah, in Philly, so, you got the Marriott right there.
Correct.
You walk out of the terminal.
Correct.
The Marriott.
So that's what he wants. That he needs that, because otherwise, then you got to rent cars or transportation.
Oh, yeah, it's insane.
You know, and food and everything. You sign up for the box lunches, so you get like lunch every day. It's unbelievable. You walk away with a couple $100 worth of books and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's his dilemma. So he says, find me a place where people can fly in from all over the country and stay from Friday till Sunday, and I'll book next year's Gun Rights Policy Conference there. So our listeners, any ideas?
Yeah, give us ideas. The
give
guys
us
from
ideas.
Jersey.
I mean, Victor works for an airline in Newark, and he can't think of a place right now.
Well, I mean, there's hotels there. There's one. There's a Marriott there, but I don't know if it's going to hold.
You
got
to be able to
people.
Hold 2,000.
Find
people
out or send me
yeah,
the
I mean,
link.
Newark is, you know, it's limited real estate, so they really don't have that much in way developed in hotels.
Yeah.
So
well, plus it is Newark.
Yeah.
So I talked to Knappen and Knappen's firm. They're going to have they're going to be coming on more. It not just Evan, but Lou Knappen is going to be coming on, and Rich Gilbert. They're going to be talking. They have like 6 or 7 unbelievable cases. And if Evan's too busy, he's going to be sending the other guys in to talk about these cases. One that's freaking out right now is Knappen is with a client is suing Jersey City. For
finally.
Unnecessary forms.
Yeah.
And that's we're going to segue into you in a minute, Victor.
Oh,
but
terrific.
Unnecessary forms in Jersey City. And Fulop, his panties are in a knot over this.
Really?
We're going to fight in the trenches. We're going to fight in the beaches.
Right.
Shut up. You're in a violation of state law.
Exactly.
Okay?
This is not. The problem is that the city has been so corrupt for so many years. It's like Jersey City, Newark, all the big cities, Jersey City, Newark, Hoboken, Patterson, all of these cities are corrupt. And they're used to their little duchy, and they're used to being able to get away with shit like this because nobody's ever challenged them.
Jeremy is a member of the range. He was the one that took Passaic to
court
with Knappen, and they won.
Yes.
And they won.
Yes.
Now, Victor, you live in Passaic. I've discussed your dilemma. Explain the procedure in Passaic. Just everybody, you out-of-staters, this is why we need help. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Now, let me say this without... Well, I know I'm going to offend somebody, but first of all, when you show up, there's actually a day that they only receive applications. one day, and it's not a whole day. Let me get you. It's like from like 9 o'clock to like 11:36 on a Thursday, which means that I work Thursday, which I have to take off of work. You cannot submit any applications other than that time. So
this
if
is
I come
as
in,
bad as New York
so
City?
If I come in like. You know, on my day off, like a Monday or Tuesday, or I come in after work like 3:30. Oh, sorry, you can only submit these on a Thursday. That's when we accept applications for rifle or
and you have to
purchase.
Submit these in person.
In person. Now that's the easy part. Okay, that's the easy part. Now I showed up there. I went online, like you know, good man would do it. I go up. I pull up all the New Jersey forms required. I pre-fill them out. I get my little money orders for this, that, and the other thing. Because I've done this before. I mean, this is my first rodeo.
Yeah, not your first rodeo. Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say how many, but, you know, I know what the deal is. So I show up, and, you know, I got my application there, and I write down 3, you know, I'll look for 3 pistol purchase permits. I think, you know, I could probably swing 3 if I time it right. If not, I'll get an extension. So I slide that in, and it slides back out of the window. I'm like, what's that? Oh, you can only put down 1.
What?
I said, no.
Illegal.
I said, no. I said, I can apply for 20 if I like, but I know with the time constraints, I'm only going to put down 3. We're only letting you apply for 1.
We're only letting
letting me 1 every 90 days. I'm like, I know there's a waiting place. I said, it's kind of difficult. Well, I said, who dictates? Oh, it comes down from the police chief, which they don't have. But I said, well, I'd like to speak to him about this. You can't. was like, okay. You can't speak for your own chief.
No,
he's not in. I mean,
you're
okay.
Just a taxpayer who pays his salary.
I probably would have to, you know, make an appointment or whatever like that. I understand how these things work. That's okay. That's still not the hard part. So I said, well, okay, I'll just come back and get another one or whatever. So I fill out the one. He says, where's your other forms of identification? I said, well, you have my, you know, purchase permit here. You know who I am. Here's my driver's license. You know, this is all you need.
What else does the law require?
Okay, exactly. And I said, I'm looking at the sheet and I said, okay, I got to bring you a utility bill.
What?
I said, a utility bill. He goes, yeah, we need an electric or phone bill. We need a current credit card statement.
What?
And we need
Imagine this.
And a bank statement.
Are you serious?
I'm like, why? Well, we just want to verify, you know, your address.
I said, it's on the state-approved form.
I said, I have a driver's license. I have anything. Right. I said,
two government-issued IDs.
Okay. Now, I said, okay, I know I'm right where it's I don't need these things. But I said, you know what? Do I want to get a purchase permit in the next year?
See, this is what they do. Mm-hmm. This is what they do.
You have to earn a living.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You have to earn a living. You've taken the day off already. You're already losing money.
And mm-hmm. this is how we restrict people from getting guns.
Yeah, right.
So go ahead, Vic.
Okay.
Finish. This story's great.
So now, I said, okay. I said, it's the statute, to NJ2, whatever. You know, I said, listen, it does not state I need any of these things. It goes, well, that's what we're doing now.
That's what we're doing now.
I said, okay. I said, and this again, you know, is dictated by what? Your own policy here in the state? She goes, yeah. And he was kind of being confrontational because, you know, what happens when you start asking questions,
right.
now they're starting to, because he can't answer the question,
right.
But then again, he's like, I'm now inconveniencing him with these questions.
Right.
I mean, towards the end, when I started explaining to him how it was, he kind of like lightened up a little bit, goes, yeah, you're kind of right. It's kind of messed up, but that's the way it is. So anyway, I come back next Thursday because, you know, I had things I had to
do. Got to take another day off.
Right. And I show up and looking at it. He's looking at it, goes, well, this one's 2 months old. I said, I need the most current. I looked at him. I said, really? I said, really? I'm looking through the window. I said, you know, too bad, you know, the glass is that thick because I would have just grabbed him. Not really. I'm not a violent person. Trust me.
I am. Go ahead.
Yeah. I said, you really? I said, I've been a resident of this town for almost 27 years.
Yeah.
And I said, and you need a current credit? I mean, I have not moved. I've lived here. Check my files. My file's probably an inch thick of all the stuff that's in there.
Unbelievable, man.
And I said, and now you're trying to verify, you know, who I am? I said, meanwhile, you know, I got my, you know, IDs on. I got all this stuff. It's like, you know, I got more IDs than I don't know who. He goes, well, I'll let this slide.
Could you imagine that? Thank you, son of a bitch.
Thank you. State overlord is going to let this slide.
And this is around the same time when you had your grand opening.
Yes, a year ago.
Yeah, Evan Knappen was here. And I asked him, he goes, well, Vic, you know, you are right, you know, and you have a case. But he says, do you want to spend 10 grand? He says, do you want to get your pistol this year?
Yeah, right.
You know, he says, you win. You will win. But it's going to, I tell you right now, it's going to be about $5,000. And it's going to be about 8-9 months or a year or however it takes in the court system.
And they count on this.
He says, pick your battles.
But finish the story. Tell them what happened now. There's more.
There's more?
That's not over. Go ahead.
So, not to mention that, I'm so now, like, confused of what went on there. But eventually I brought everything back. I got the forms, brought it in. But still, they're only limiting to one. It just gets funnier. I submit it, and I'm waiting. You know, I figure, you know, give it, you know, 3-4 months, you know.
Three or 4 months for a 30-day process.
Well, 30-day process, right. I'm asking my friends. I said, listen, did you guys get any of the requests for references? Because, you know.
3-4 months.
Now, they're like, no, we haven't received anything yet. You know, another month or two went by. Oh, no, we haven't received anything yet. Finally, 6 months, they received the reference letters.
Wow.
I said, okay. Now, I always tell them, I said, I'll pay for it if you guys want. Return receipt. So I know when my municipality gets the reference letters back. So, you know, another week later, I got 3, you know, return receipts. I said, you know, knowing how long it takes, I'll give them a couple of months. I go, And of course, you can't call them.
No.
Now, I called not on a Thursday. And boy, they were very, you know, they seemed shocked that I called. I said, listen, I need to talk to the officer in charge of firearm records. I said, well, he's, okay, hold on. And he picked up the phone. I said, hi, yeah, I'm just curious, you know, just to make sure everything's going okay. You don't need anything else from me. You know, always make it seem like you're trying to help
them.
Yeah,
kissing her ass.
Right, you know. And he goes, oh, no, no, yeah, well, they're still working on it. They're still working on it. Well, it turns out that
I don't understand what they're working on.
They're waiting on the return for the mental health consent forms.
Oh, so now it's another government agency
right.
who can hold
it
up.
It turned out that during the downsizing of the staff at where I guess it's records, they had nobody. They got rid of everybody. There was nobody there.
Everyone?
They didn't. He told me that.
That's typical New Jersey.
I can't make this stuff up,
no,
right?
No, you can't. No,
that
no,
they
no.
accidentally released everybody.
They accidentally fired everyone.
But who does these record searches?
These record searches.
So they guaranteed that, listen, as soon as they get somebody in, they'll work on
first-in, first-out basis. Are you serious?
And
as soon as they hire, so you have to now wait for someone to be hired and trained, of course, to look for records at the mental health record checking.
Now, how long before you finally got your permit, or what other twists and turns do we have?
Well, okay. Well, let's see. You know, it took, or the time frame was about, I'd say, almost a year. Maybe, I think it was a year to
one
the day.
One gun a year if
one
you live
in
Passaic.
In Passaic.
Yeah.
And 5 days off of work.
And I was just grateful that, I had a friend, and you know, he did the worst thing. He moved out of New Hampshire. I used to go up to New Hampshire 2-3 times a month. Beautiful state. And every day I would drive by a sign that said 6-Hour Academy. So I actually walked in there, and I tell you, don't want to walk on there because you walk out there spending too much money. I walked in, and I bought a pistol. Had it transferred down in New Jersey.
Which you couldn't eat. We were allowed to visit it from time to time, the FFL?
Actually, what I did was I called the fellow up. I said, you know, take it out, pet it, talk to it nicely, once in a while,
let it know that
it's not neglected or anything like that. You know, it's so he held on, and he wound up holding on to it for almost 6-7 months for me before I was able to get this.
So a year to get a gun. Yeah. One gun. One law-abiding, tax-paying citizen. Yeah.
One gun
a
year.
In a year.
Yeah,
and, of course, because now here I am. It's like I'm at the 6-Hour store, and I'm like, wow, I want one of them. I want one of them.
But now the good thing is ANGRPC has this information, too.
Yes,
for the project, their Operation Strike Force, where something big is going to be coming quite shortly. Okay, we're going to be doing something across the state, really big. And I can't tell you more about that. Scott will come on to announce it. But you out-of-state people, if you don't support people like us in our organization in New Jersey, this is what you're going
to
get.
It's coming to you.
Because this is what's out there, okay?
Or you're going to get people like me moving into your neighborhood.
And, you know, I talked to Alan Gottlieb about this, and they're like, oh, you guys from New Jersey, how do you do it every day, you know? And I'm like, well, how do you guys do it? You know, they're always fighting the good fight. Heller, McDonald, and now hopefully Drake, if not Drake, Peruta. And guys, a lot of you don't know it, but the SAF, after they win, then they go back and they sue for legal fees.
Wow.
I know in McDonald, Gottlieb was handed a check for $550,000 in legal fees back from the U.S. government.
That doesn't
suck. From the state. Excuse me, the state of Illinois.
Yeah, that doesn't suck at all.
And I'm
going to
talk a little bit about that more when we come back.
We're coming back.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORF, Chiro, CHIRO.com. What's the name of his book? Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. No?
Yes.
Okay. Chiropractic can help you. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, strong advocate of the Second Amendment and supporter of training and everything and safety in the state. He owns a Class Act Chiropractic Center in Bridgewater. So if your friends and family need chiropractic, see Dr. Eric. If not, visit his Facebook page or his page, Waldorf Chiropractic, and pass it on to your friends and family because you should support those who support us.
Absolutely.
Now, I also got to meet, again, the Polite Gun Podcast, the Polite Arms Podcast, Rob Morse.
Oh, Rob.
Rob Morse, he interviewed me.
Good man, Rob.
Right in the NRA store, he interviewed me. Me, him, and Knappen were walking around, and Ted was there, my buddy Ted.
Did he interview you while you were walking around?
No, we stopped, and he took out a microphone, and he interviewed me some questions about my NRA board run and what my plans are and everything. He also wants to interview me Tuesday or Wednesday after my Trenton appearance again. So it was really cool.
That is if they allow visitors.
The NRA convention was full of new products and new goodies that I want. I also set up some deals and alliances. If you're a member of the Woodland Park Range, you're going to be reaping some more benefits shortly because I did a great job with some of the suppliers and vendors out there. Our steel was delivered. We ordered $30,000 worth of steel. We're going to be setting up steel shooting matches and competitions for members only in the 50-yard range on Monday and Tuesday nights.
Very nice.
It's literally about
set them off.
It's literally about 1 week away from announcement. We're just setting up and testing courses of fire and everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun if you're a member in the state. Here's a couple of letters real quick. Heard your radio show about selling the cookies out front, like Girl Scout cookies. Here in Oklahoma City, the Girl Scouts rent tables inside the gun shows and clean up on sales.
Yeah,
Philip Curlin. Philip, New Jersey, it's a little more difficult than that.
We have one gun a year.
Yeah, and
we're not allowed to have gun shows.
We can't have gun shows. No. But I'll tell you what, it's worked out really well, by having the Boys Cub Scouts out there selling first aid kits, and now the Girl Scouts are going to be out there selling cookies. I welcome them on a busy Saturday and Sunday in the range. Yeah, I think it'll be great.
Well, those tag-alongs, is that what they call those things?
Correct.
Yeah.
I got this this email from Tony Blauer. Okay. I'm sorry. Spear Law Enforcement by Tony. His name is Steve. I will not comply, Kent. Steve and I bumped into each other. He's a corrections officer up in New York State. He goes, Anthony, I am the good-looking fellow that spoke to you at the show and stated that I went off on the NRA suits as to where do I vote for Anthony ballot. I love what you do for the community, and I'm looking forward to your future expansion of the range. Virtual tour is spot on greatness. I need to get my ass in gear and visit for the tactical pen class or, for that matter, any of your course offerings. Likewise, I teamed up with another instructor, and they're called IronSightLLC.com. Steve is a great guy. You and your staff would be welcome guests. We will provide the prized buffalo chicken wings after training. Looking forward to your show and further friendships. Funny, at the NRA convention, nobody littered. Politeness, friendship, and helpfulness filled the entire building.
Yeah.
Okay, Steve, I will not comply. Kent, let me tell you something, Steve. Isn't it amazing? There was no litter outside.
Yeah.
Everybody was walking around respectful.
Yeah.
You know, you had the camo and the suspenders and the jazzies and stuff, which is fine because you draw the hunters and the hillbillies too. But, you know, we literally, I bumped into Steve. He's like, is that Anthony?
You just pissed off half of our
I don't care. clean up your act. Buy a polo shirt. So listen.
hey, look at Duck Dynasty, dude.
Yeah,
They're worth millions.
I know. Mm-hmm. But they, anyway.
Yes.
So Steve was a nice guy. I ran into a ton of people.
He's learning. Yeah. He was going there.
Yeah, I ran into a ton
he saw
of
the
people.
Look. Mm-hmm.
I ran into Milcom, who used to be a sponsor of us. They're considering coming back on. I ran into G96. Their products are made in New Jersey. They want to be a sponsor. I ran into a few other people.
Well, Milcom comes on.
Well, first come, first serve, biatches.
Yeah, there it is.
But Steve, it was a pleasure to meet you too. And it was, you know, 75,000 like-minded people walking around.
Yeah,
and everywhere I went, they talked about how respectful we were, how well we tipped, just breaking that stigma. So I want to thank all of our fellow NRA and 2A brothers and sisters who went to Indiana. Next year is Nashville, Tennessee. I'm booked already. It's early April this year. I won't be running for a board seat, but I'll be down there. I was treated much differently this year by the board and other NRA brass. It was kind of uncomfortable for them because I was in your face with everybody because I could give a shit, okay? Mm. Normally, I get invited to a lot more events and functions this year. Okay?
Cricket.
Guess what? You know what? I don't
Tough
care.
Crap.
So what? Maybe now in some of these committee meetings, they're thinking, well, we better do the right thing on this because we got that
otherwise,
asshole
Colangelo
in New Jersey
again,
is going to
yeah.
attack us, yeah. okay? So if that helps push and poke the bear in the eye a little
fine.
Bit, it's fine with
that's
me.
That's all you wanted to accomplish.
Correct. Here's an email from Jules, gold member of the range. He wrote, Fluid Graphics, great website, and I also like them on Facebook and sent a message regarding Gun for Hire Radio. He talks about term limits. We talked about term limits a couple of shows ago.
Yeah.
The fact that many of our elected officials become millionaires while in office is not the only reason I've been a proponent of term limits for many years.
Yep.
I think most of the laws we think are ridiculous would never have been enacted if these guys knew in a few years they would have to live with these absurd laws at
absolutely
civilians.
Right.
Jules.
That's why
now,
it was set
really
up like
thought
this.
About that yeah,
absolutely,
angle.
Sure. Mm-hmm. It was set up just for that particular reason. Everybody there. There, the gentleman farmer would come, serve his country for his term, and go back and have to live under the laws that he created.
Didn't our first president set the precedent two terms and he
left? Yes, and out. And then that lasted all the way up until FDR.
FDR. But I believe, you know, people say, well, we have term limits. You vote the bums out. Incumbents have a 97% reelection rate.
Exactly right.
97%,
exactly
ladies and
right.
gentlemen.
And who does that reflect? Them? No.
No.
They understand that people just go in and pull a lever. You know, I want to bring up the fact I got a phone call this morning from Steve Lonick, and
he needs our help.
He's been on our show. He really does
we
need
love
our
Steve.
Help. Steve is a great guy. He has been endorsed by every conservative from Ron Paul on out. Here's the problem. He's running for Congress right now in one of the South Jersey districts, and he's being opposed by a super liberal Republican. And the Republican machine has donated over $1 million to his opponent to trash him in the next 4 weeks.
Correct.
So if it doesn't really matter. This is a $5, $10 thing, guys. If you can go to SteveLonniganForCongress.com and just donate whatever you can. He really needs the money in the next 4 weeks. He has beaten Cory Booker. He beat Cory Booker in this district hands down, like 2-1.
Correct.
He can win this.
Correct.
We need guys like this in Congress. We have to rally behind it. I understand that you may not be from New Jersey, but please, there are very few people who I believe have risen at the proper time. We wouldn't be telling you that. If we didn't believe in this guy, you know us. Mm-hmm. He would be dirt to us. And if he screws us, we know where he lives. So we will go back and get him. But I don't think he will. He really is a good guy. He's a conservative. If you've got $5, $10, $50, whatever you can give, please. Steve Lonergan for Congress.com. That's please. All I'm going to say. And I don't, you know me, I hate freaking politicians.
I'm done.
I'm done too. We can go home then.
No, I want to talk. So we, Lonergan definitely needs your support. Listen, we have a track record. We can't vote the bums out in this country and this state, you know, but we need term limits. And the politicians will make sure we never get term limits.
Well, of course. They're voting for their own future.
Of course. But I love the idea Jules saying is they wouldn't enact these laws if they knew they had to live under them.
No, they wouldn't.
Because they're exempt from those laws. For you youngsters out there, if you haven't read our Animal Farm, read it when you get a chance.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, so I want to just roll back a little bit. Knappen had a ton of stuff that he has in the works in New Jersey. A lot of the stuff that his law firm started talking about, they had to stop because, you know, it's not for public knowledge yet. They wanted to make sure I didn't slip. But I caught the gist of 4 or 5 cases. And, you know, Evan's on I love it. Evan's on – Vic, your phone was supposed to be off during the show.
I turned it off. I knew before entering the star chamber.
Evan's on a roll, and Evan also has the
look at who it is.
Whoa.
The NRA.
Oh, they're looking for dough.
Yeah.
Evan also has his Pantano case, which he's been practicing for the New Jersey Supreme Court right-to-carry case, which we have, as Scott Bach considers, the backstop case.
Yes, exactly.
You know, right. So that's another thing, another issue we have behind us that we're addressing. But if you can, if you've never been to an NRA convention annual meeting, Nashville should be a party and a half, and you people from New Jersey should go. Go ahead, Victor.
No, I heard something that they were petitioning.
I'll talk about that. When we come back, I want to talk about, I have a little training thing about non-resident carry permits.
Very nice.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Okay, we just got a tweet hot in from somebody who, from a listener who
Gregory Smith,
who wants to know what the hell is up with the upside down flag on the "I will not comply" T-shirts. The upside down flag is a sign of distress. It is because he said we were being disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
Now the upside down flag is a universal sign of distress. So it has been around forever. That is what the deal is with the upside down flag.
So, Vic, you were saying about protesters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, talk.
Oh, no, no. I was just going to mention that you mentioned that the next NRA convention is down in Tennessee, right?
Yes.
I remember reading that they're already petitioning the governor or the mayor of, what's it going to be in
Nashville,
to have it not done there, to not have it done because they're saying it's...
That happens all the time. That happens all the time, where they don't want us there, you know. And meanwhile, how much money did 75,000 of
exactly,
us
right.
spend? Well, they won't have it here because you can't carry.
Look at the toilet of Philadelphia, too. They've never had a...
Yeah, they had it in Philadelphia 14 years ago.
Yeah, and that was it.
14 years ago, and then it was in Pittsburgh 4 or 5 years ago.
And then Mayor Nutter came into... Yeah,
correct. But I'll tell you what. I carried my gun, and I can carry because I have non-resident carry permits. And we do the Utah all over the state mobile. We do it in like 14 locations. We do it here all the time. For $200, lock, stock, and barrel, you get Utah. It's good for 5 years. Prints, notary, photo, postage, everything is included. You need to have that. So when you go to free states like Pennsylvania, et cetera, you can carry your gun. That's why I can carry legally in Indiana.
Right.
And I don't have it in Indiana.
Because there is no reciprocity between your New Jersey carry permit and with Indiana.
Correct.
Because there is no reciprocity.
No back and forth. Yeah. So they don't agree to each other. So you should get your non-resident carry permit. But before I went to Indiana, I went to handgunlaw.us and I looked up all the laws. And I went to the Utah BCI website to look up all the laws because I want to see what is required, what not required. Is there a mag capacity? Is there a hollow point law in New Jersey? Is there this? Is there that? Can I carry in a bar? Can I carry in a restaurant? Can I carry in this zone, that zone, or whatever? Because I'm a visitor there, and I don't want to end up getting locked up.
Yeah, sure.
So I want to make sure that I know the rules and regulations. Then, of course, I flew United Airlines out of Newark, and I call first to make sure nothing's changed with the TSA rules for flying. And when we teach the Utah guys, we go over all the rules, how to safely transport in an automobile, mm-hmm. a bicycle, a motorcycle, or air travel, how you have to, you know, transport your gun. And so we teach all of this in these classes. We do Utah, Florida, we do Virginia. Pretty soon we'll be able to do New Hampshire. The Knappen lawsuit
is coming back again.
Yeah, Knappen and Bach. Bach is
he's the lead.
He's the lead in that.
Wow.
Knappen is the attorney in the case.
Yeah. So I missed that by 1 month.
You missed
it
by 1 month.
They sent it back saying they just changed the rules.
Correct.
On that.
It's going to be changed. It's going to be changed back.
Mm-hmm.
So. I feel bad for you. One gun a year, man.
Victor. Yeah, that's
one gun a year, man. Holy shit! We gotta sue their asses.
Yeah, I think they're just trying looking out for my best welfare. You know
what? For money?
Money? Yeah.
Yeah,
you
just
know, I shouldn't be spending money on things, silly things like that.
Right. Who has to now pay more tax? And even though he can't work because he has to take 2 days off.
And notoriously, violations are done in inner cities where you have a lot of minorities and you take advantage of
them.
Well,
we've talked about this a number of times. The gun laws are Jim Crow laws. That's where they get their origins from.
You know, back to carrying. I carried my 5-shot Ruger LCR.
Nice gun.
For all 5 days.
With you got
two Bianchi speed strips in my front right pocket.
I get one, but I have to wait a year.
Yeah, see?
Yes.
And you can borrow mine. Oh, shit.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. You can't even touch it. Yeah.
No. So, you know, I carried that gun. In our concealed carry classes, we go over methods of carry and everything. And again, it's not comfortable to carry a gun. It should be comforting. And you got to be careful going in restrooms. And you got to be careful going in convention centers and making sure you don't drop it when you're sitting in a chair or whatever.
Right.
So it's a big commitment. You know, it's like you're carrying a bomb, a time bomb.
You know, and you
have to learn that. You just don't get a permit and start, you know, sporting it without really thinking and
putting
your mind and
brain
to it.
I mean, a lot of people in New Jersey, this is what everybody else in the country who does carry on a regular basis, they're used to what it feels like,
sure.
the weight of it, not leaving it in places. You are, because you carry all the time. But a person who I think one of the best courses for this is a person who doesn't carry all the time.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a concealed carry class, and we also have a holster draw class. which helps, you know, teaching you how to draw from cover and drawing with cover garments on. And there were days in Indianapolis where it was almost 80 degrees, two of the days, and I had to wear a shirt that I normally wouldn't wear, but I had to cover my gun.
Sure.
You know, and then the gun starts sticking to your body, the holster and stuff. It's a pain in the ass, but I'd rather have it and not use it than not have it and wish I did.
Yes, correct.
So,
is there such a thing as gun funk, you know, if it sticks to your body or something?
I would imagine after a while. Let's not go there.
No, okay.
So,
think about
so we go over that in our classes. You know, Ayub covers all of that in the Mag 20 class for National. Knappen covers all of that in New Jersey when you're using a gun from your home. And, you know, and the Drake case that we're waiting for, we're waiting to find out if we can carry. And the first thing we might be granted is reciprocity with all these other states.
Right.
And that's why these Utah permits are so important. We actually might be, if Drake is ratified or whatever, passed, we might be able to carry New Jersey with our Utah before our legislators write a carry law.
Yes, correct. Because it could take them forever to write a carry law.
I don't know. If the Supreme Court says yes, and we should have concealed
carry. Well, look at what happened in Chicago. I mean, it was, it didn't matter that the Supremes said that this is what you have to do. They found their way around it.
Someone told me, somebody who's on the inner city board of the NRA said that the criminals are pissed off in Chicago because the people are shooting back.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. It forces them to rethink their crime activity.
Yes. Detroit, too.
It's funny.
If it wasn't for the citizens, and let me tell you this, the police department of Detroit is very happy that the citizens have this. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of pushback, too, from Georgia. And the police chiefs, most of the police chiefs' associations came out in favor of this because they said it just helps. We know that it helps lower crime.
Correct. You know, speaking of national reach, I want to thank the guys at Ammo Land. I want to thank Freddie and Brian. They took me out to dinner one night and thanked me for everything we do, our activism and everything. Do you read Ammo Land?
They took you out to dinner to thank me?
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
At the Capitol Grill, no less.
That's shit. I thought it was like the White Castle.
Ammo Land, you know, has a daily that comes out every day. They are the only gun and pro 2A news source in the country, advertising, and you know it's like a compendium of all the news that's going on in the country. I read it every day.
Oh,
I'm on their Facebook, their webpage.
I have a shortcut on my desktop for that.
For Ammoland.
Oh, great.
And you know, every Monday they send out the Gun for Hire radio show with a description and links, and the Colangelo for NRA, they sent out alerts supporting me and everything.
Great.
And it's
great. It's a great feed too.
Yes.
It really is.
And I've been, you know, they're going to come on the show. I invited them to come on the show. I told Brian and Freddie, give us a day to come up. And they could hang out at the range. I'll buy them lunch here. We'll go out for lunch after you leave, Sandy.
Okay.
And the show.
That's good.
But the guys were great.
I wouldn't want to break any record.
And if you don't follow Ammoland, it's ammoland.com. Go on and sign up for the email alerts and put down that you heard it from Gun for Hire Radio because you know we have this reciprocal thing. I don't pay them for advertising. They don't pay us for advertising, but we get along. And again, it's Second Amendment advocacy and information that continues to bring to light all the anti-gun news and bring to light all the success stories of people using guns. I mean, they're out there first sending their briefs out. So, you know, all right, let me talk. Victor, thank you for being on the show.
Well,
one gun a year, Pilato. Horrible.
One gun a year.
If you guys haven't received our email, our mass email, 70,000 went out on Friday. We have gun for hire clinics are being introduced. 30 clinics in different shooting techniques and procedures will be rolling out in June.
Very nice.
Our test drives, shotgun test drive, classic series test drive, AR series test drive, belt fed test drive, big rig test drive, carry pistol test drive. We also secured Easton Fish and Game. We're the exclusive outside contractors, 100-yard outdoor range. In June, we are starting a lot of moving and shooting outdoors in Easton, PA, right off of Route 78. You can get your CPR, first aid, AED, quick clutch certification here. You want to build an AR with the Gun for Hire Build-A-Bear program, 7 days a week, private by appointment. Jimmy just did a Build-A-Bear with three guys. They did it in two classes.
Very nice. Like
they had it
group
catered.
Thing.
They had Carlo's Bakery on all these and lobster tails. They had chicken parm. They had chicken wings and everything. Wings.
The cake boss.
And if you don't have your Utah CCW, we do it anywhere, any place. We'll do a Utah CCW private party, six or more people.
Yeah, you go out.
Yeah, we'll come to you. It's classroom only. We do it all the time. Charlie's traveling all over the state. Ronnie's traveling all over the state. Come on down.
I know he's in Philadelphia today.
This morning he was in Gibbsboro. Tonight he's in Philadelphia. And tomorrow he's in Easton.
Ah, good. He's not here, which is good.
Good. So come on down. And thank you all for making this 1 year such a great success. Hopefully my I Will Not Comply speech will not land me in the clink. But we'll find out next Saturday, won't we?
And remember, if you want to support the show, the I Will Not Comply t-shirts, just follow the link at the gunforhireradio.com website. We're also going to have iPhone covers and things like that. We got some prototypes of those. They're really cool looking. Baggage tags, all kinds of crap. Let us know what else you want. And the clock on the wall says it's that time again. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please remember, support our sponsors. Get an I Will Not Comply t-shirt, and let's pray for Anthony, huh? Because he's probably going to get arrested on Monday. See you next week. From sea to the shadow.